This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 Gospel Minutes which will be spent today in dealing with the great subject of atheism. My friend, our world is being swept by skepticism. People by the multiplied millions have turned away from God within the last few years. Witness what has happened in Russia and China. A basic core doctrine of the philosophy which dominates those nations is that all that exists is matter, that there is nothing spiritual that exists, there is therefore no soul or spirit in man, there is no God. After some introductory matters last 2 times, I had come to the point of the first main division of our study of atheism and how to deal with it, and that is, to deal adequately with atheism, we must, while we are in the negative role, make clear the failure of the efforts of the atheist to establish his own affirmative case. Among other things we can show are the following. First, he cannot prove his basic proposition. The basic proposition or affirmation of the atheist is this: I know that God does not exist. Bear in mind now, this is not the same claim as the agnostic. The agnostic, a word which simply means not knowing, claims that while it is true that the proposition God exists is either true or false, there is simply not enough evidence available to man for anybody to know whether it is true or whether it's false. But the atheist does not make that claim. He says there is sufficient evidence for men to know whether the proposition God exists is true or false. And he claims to know, to absolutely know, that God does not exist. And so, in connection with this point, Christians must be zealous not to allow the atheist to forget or to shunt to the background the fact that he claims to know that God does not exist. This claim is quite distinct, I want to reiterate, from that of claiming, as do some agnostics, that the evidence available to man warrants the deduction that it is merely more probable that God does not exist than that he does exist. The claim of the atheist is much stronger than that of the agnostic, and Christians must be careful not to allow the atheist to escape his responsibility by letting him get away, as it were, with arguing as if he had a lesser responsibility. In the second point here, I should like to note that the atheist must be pressed by Christians to present the sound argument, the conclusion of which is, I know that God does not exist. He must not be allowed to make his strong affirmation of knowledge of the non-existence of God and be allowed to get off with trying to prove some lesser claim. He must not be allowed to evade his responsibility to present a sound argument. Now, a sound argument is simply this. It is comprised of a valid argument and true premises. To say that an argument is valid is to say that if the premises are true, then the premises guarantees the truth of the conclusion. So that if you have a sound argument, you have both a valid argument and true premises. Now, this is the responsibility of the atheist when he is setting about to prove his case, and it's also the responsibility of theists or of Christians when they set about to prove their case. We have the same responsibility when we're proving our proposition as they do to prove theirs. Somewhat parenthetically and very importantly, it must be noted that it is false philosophy and not science which constitutes the atheistic challenge to Christianity. I grant that many natural scientists, such as biologists, biochemists, paleontologists, geologists, astronomers, and so forth, are either atheistic or agnostic in their basic viewpoint. I further grant that many people, including some of our own brethren, hold that natural science is the source of practically all skepticism. And while I do grant that science, improperly used, has had a part in it, it is still nevertheless the case, and I want to kindly point out, that physical science, as science, has nothing to say about the question of God. I don't have the time to explain the matter in detail here, but please note that philosophers, not scientists, constitute the basic challengers at the point of skepticism of Christianity. If a natural scientist challenges Christianity, be assured that he must at least try to function as a philosopher, leaving his role as a scientist in order to claim to know that God does not exist. The question of the existence of God is not a scientific problem. It is a philosophical and or revelational problem. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of this very important subject to you and to our whole nation, of the subject of atheism.